A pleasure to welcome to the Early Edition this morning, Dr. Heather Cook. She's the manager of research and knowledge mobilization for the Alzheimer's Society of BC. Dr. Cook, good morning and welcome. From someone who has been through that journey with a loved one dealing with Alzheimer's and disappearing off the face of the earth, even though they physically were on the face of the earth, just disappearing into Never Never Land. I appreciate you being here. And how can I talk further about this with you?
Well, you know, I know one of the questions that you have asked the last couple of times I've been on have been around vaccine development. And so I wanted to dive in a little bit today and talk a little bit about that with you.
Unreal, because you had said, Phil, I'll do some research and find out, because I said, what are the possibilities? You're now going to give me some answers.
I am. So when we think about Alzheimer's disease, we have something called beta amyloid that is a sticky compound that builds up in the brain into these microscopic amyloid plaques that are considered a hallmark of a brain that's affected by Alzheimer's disease. And so over time, this compound disrupts the communication between our brain cells and eventually kills them.
Okay, I've got to jump in here and I've got to ask, I'm sorry to do this, but if somebody early on gets a brain scan, can you see a predisposition in an early brain scan that effectively says to somebody, I got bad news for you? It's sort of like getting a cancer diagnosis very, very early on.
So you'd have to see those changes in the brain. So yes, you could have a brain scan, but we know that to get those brain scans, the best sort of brain scan for that is something called a PET scan. But the challenge is we don't have ready access to a PET scanner here in British Columbia if you have sort of those early signs of memory challenges and some of those other early signs and symptoms.
And it wouldn't matter how much money's in my bank account. I can't afford to buy the scan because I can't get one.
Exactly. So predominantly, the PET scanners are used for clinical oncology use. And we know there's a lot of demand for that as well, right, in our world today. So that's one of the challenges that we have. And when we start thinking about, you know, new drugs and new treatments, we want to make sure that before we start, you know, giving you a vaccine for something or treating you for something, that you actually kind of have these early signs. So anyway, back to the vaccine. So, you know, not all scientists are convinced that beta amyloid is the actual primary cause of Alzheimer's disease. And so there's lots of researchers working around the globe on all sorts of things. But the question is, if beta amyloid does play an important role, and you know, might not be the primary role, but it certainly plays an important one, then how might treatments block its effects? And so, you know, the strategies focus on how do we either decrease the production of this protein or which in turn then, you know, prevents its buildup or increases its removal from the brain. And this is where a potential vaccine could come into play.
Does the progress on research that might be being done, is it slowed because of a lack of funding? Or is it just that it wouldn't matter how much money we throw at it? There are certain things that we got to go through, things that we're going to investigate. The only reason I'm asking is that if funding was a problem, you need to be coming to people like me and the millions of people like me who have lost someone to Alzheimer's, who effectively have been down this terribly torturous road, that if you were able to hold out that if we just had a little more funding, we might be able to find where we're going to go here, I'd be writing you a check tomorrow.
Well, exactly, right? And so as a charity, the Alzheimer's of BC, the Alzheimer's Society of BC is funds and supports researchers. And so donations to the society not only go towards our programs and services, but go towards research so that we can support researchers, you know, doing this incredible work in this area.
But are we doing research here in BC, or is this research being done offshore, or is this research done at Loma Linda or wherever?
yeah, we have research being done around the globe and right here in our backyard. But I wanted to speak to your question about, you know, is there sufficient research dollars? And I think this is one of the areas where we also can call on increased government funding into research. So where we think about how much money goes towards, for example, cancer research. And we know that with a growing older adult population, and we know that age is the primary risk factor for developing Alzheimer's disease and related dementias, that we really need to think about how we encourage the government to put more money into research, to be able to fund researchers. Because certainly if you're running a lab and you're looking at, you know, these mouse models, or you're really in the early stages of trying to figure out maybe what a vaccine might look like, you need a lot of money to set up a lab and to hire the staff. And, you know, competition for research funds, because there's not an abundance of research funds, is pretty fierce. So I think there's a role that governments can play, not only that individual donors like you or me can play, but also governments.
Do you not think, though, and I'm going to say this warmly and gently, given your position, given what it is that you do, as I look at your title, you know, mobilization, knowledge and mobilization, which is increased awareness, I would suggest, and then you got to make the direct ask, the direct, we need you to support us. Because other nonprofits that are, you know, researching and doing whatever, they're driving those programs. It doesn't feel to me like the Alzheimer's side of the equation is driving things quite as hard or as firmly or as articulately.
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. I think we do plug the research side of things, and certainly support of our programs and services that exist here in the province. And, you know, this ties in with a really interesting piece around the Walk for Memories that we have every year here in British Columbia. That is a key fundraiser for us at the society. And this year it is happening May 25th, I believe. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I'm pretty sure that's the, Sunday, May 26th.
Sixth.
And that's a key fundraiser. We'll have one happening in Kelowna. We have them happening in communities around the province. And it's a wonderful way to come out and to support the programs and services and the research that we're doing. So I probably would push back a little bit and say,
listen, I wasn't being accusatory in my tone of voice. I was asking you exactly, what can I do? And you just told me something that I can do. Because do you know Pierce Walsh?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, Pierce Walsh for a couple of years was one of the prime drivers of the Walk for Memories, was reaching out on an ongoing basis, asking me to support it, interviews for it, and so on and so forth. So I will. And you and I got to make sure, as we go into May the 26th, that we start to raise the profile here at AM 1150 and wherever through our other three radio stations. We will help drive this.
Absolutely. So, yes. Yeah, so, you know, the IG, the wealth management, the Walk for Alzheimer's, Kelowna City Park, May the 26th, 2024. I'd love to come on and talk a little bit more about that.
Guaranteed.
You know, when we think about dementia prevention, we know that factors like hypertension, obesity, and physical activity can all contribute to the development or increase our risk, let's say, for the development of Alzheimer's disease and related dementia. So this is a great way to come out, be physically active, and at the same time, raise funds for the Alzheimer's Society of BC.
Well said. We will have part of this conversation again a little closer to the date. She is Dr. Heather Cook. Delight to speak with her again this morning, Manager of Research and Knowledge Mobilization for the Alzheimer's Society of British Columbia.